and Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, sitting down across from me now with this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. It's the final week to visit the National Music Museum in Vermilion before it closes its doors temporarily. Its last day open will be Sunday, October 7th. Preparations will then be getting underway for the National Music Museum's architectural expansion and renovation. They will be expecting to reopen the museum for 2021, and I believe they will be planning things in other locales throughout the interim. So
that's my understanding, too.
So you still can go to stuff, but just not in that building that you're used to going to.
Right. The Morningside College Department of Performing Arts will present the musical Next to Normal now through Saturday and Sunday in Klingerneal Theater. Next to Normal features an energetic pop rock score and explores how a suburban family copes with crisis and mental illness. This production is for mature audiences. More at morningside.edu.
More collegiate theater for adult audiences as Wayne State College is in the middle of a run of Frankenstein, and you can see that through Sunday. 7 o'clock showtimes at the Black Box Theater at the Lead Performing Arts Annex of the Peterson Fine Arts Building in Wayne, America. Tickets are available at the door. No reserved seats and seating is limited. And again, not for younger audiences.
Vanguard Arts presents Jim Lauderdale, an Americana icon. That's tonight at 8 p.m. Jim is a songwriter's songwriter who's written and co-written many modern classics for artists such as Ralph Stanley, George Strait, Elvis Costello, Blake Shelton, and Vince Gill, to name a few.
Those are important guys.
Yeah, he's something. This is quite a coup that Vanguard is hosting him. So more at vanguardarts.com.
The South Sioux City Library is hosting Sharpie, Nebraska's Queen of the Air. It's a presentation by Diane R. Bartles Monday from 7 to 9 p.m. It's a PowerPoint presentation based on Bartles' extensive research and a book about Evelyn Sharp, who is a pioneering teenage aviatrix who became a war hero. That program is free and open to the public and appropriate for students as well as adults.
The annual Omaha North Hills Pottery Tour is on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a self-guided tour. It runs north of Omaha along Highway 75. It features 19 local and national clay artists with stops at working studios and other local attractions. You can check out that tour map, artist information, onhpt.com.
The second annual Family Glow Walk is coming up tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at the Pearson Lakes Art Center in Okoboji. Glow face painting activities then head out to the paved trail to the Dickinson County Nature Center. It's about a three-quarter of a mile route. The Bedell Family YMCA will host glow tic-tac-toe, glow bowling, and glow ring toss games. The lighted path will then end at the lower level of the Dickinson County Nature Center.
The Sioux City Public Museum is hosting First Saturday Family Storytime, Firefighters to the Rescue. That's tomorrow from 11 to 11:30. At the ALFS Downtown Library. This story time has stories and activities featuring Fire Safety Month. Attendees will be able to meet local firefighters from Sioux City Fire Rescue and explore their fire engine.
Another storytime activity tomorrow morning at the Sioux City Railroad Museum. It's their next Reading by the Rails program. That's from 10:30 to 11:30. In this monthly reading program, railroad-themed books will be used to foster a love of reading.
The Sioux City Library is hosting a film festival on Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and that's in the Gleason Room at the ALFS Downtown Library. This movie is based on one of the titles found on the Great American Reads list of top 100 books in the weekend. This film is The Shack, starring Sam Worthington and Octavia Spencer.
Sioux City Chamber Music Association continues its 43rd season. Performance by tenor Michael Vlock and pianist Michelle Grossman. That'll be Sunday at 3 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church at the corner of 6th and Nebraska Street. This collaborative concert will include selections by Robert Schumann, Claude Debussy, Leonard Bernstein, Stephen Sondheim, and Michael Schoenberg.
The Siouxland Community Foundation is organizing the first ever Siouxland Big Give to grow philanthropy in Siouxland and celebrate nonprofits. The event will be held beginning at midnight Tuesday, October 9th. Then it runs 24 hours. Connecting people who care to causes that matter through the Siouxland Community Foundation is the goal. Lots more on this at SiouxlandBigGive.org.
I'm pretty sure you could give to most any organization that we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I think there are 50 in this, if not more. It's really quite incredible.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center's next Nature Tales event for preschoolers will be Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. Preschoolers and their parents or other favorite adults are invited for a special story time at the Nature Playscape and, weather permitting, an outdoor hike.
Western Iowa Tech Community College will be hosting the 2018 annual convocation, and that's going to be on Tuesday. Starts at 11:30 a.m. at the Rockland Conference Center on the campus. It's a college-wide educational convocation focused on the issue of sexual assault and domestic violence. The event is free, open to the public. More at witcc.edu.
Chance to get outside and see the fall colors. The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting a fall color hike. That will be Tuesday evening at 6:30. In this guided fall hike, attendees can take a stroll on the trails, look for signs of fall, and learn about why leaves change color. Wear sturdy walking shoes and dress for the weather, and what weather being as it has been recently, who knows what that's going to be. It's a free program. It's open to the public.
Western Iowa Tech is going to be hosting a candidate debate with the midterm elections coming up. Now, this is specifically for those seeking Woodbury County elected offices. This is going to be Tuesday. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. There'll be a debate for the Iowa legislature on Thursday, October 11th, from 7 to 9 p.m., and that's in the Cargill Auditorium. If you come, it's best to park in Lot 3. Use entrance 14 on the campus. Again, just go to witcc.edu. Lots more information on that.
The Pearson Lakes Arts Center is hosting an exhibit of works by photojournalist Barbara Lavallure called Frauenbeit, Women's Work, 25 black and white photos of European women in traditional male professions and trades. That opens on the 11th, which is Thursday, and will be on view through January 12th. Lavallure will be on hand at the opening reception on Thursday from 5 to 7 o'clock, and she'll be giving a gallery talk at 6 p.m. Go to lakesart.org for more.
The North Sioux City Community Library is hosting an art exhibit by Jean-G. Richard, as well as an artist reception. That's going to be on Thursday, October 11th. It goes from 6 to 8 p.m. Richard will be on hand to answer questions, tell you more about his paintings. The public is invited to view his work anytime during library hours until the end of October, but that reception again Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m.
And the Sioux City Public Library is hosting a trivia night. It will be not at the Sioux City Public Library, but somewhere close by where they can drink beer. It's at the Jackson Street Brewing, and that'll be Thursday night at 6:30. You can compete in various categories to be named a trivia night champion. You have to register a four-person adult team, and you can do that on the library's website. The event is open to the public. The library website, incidentally, is siouxcitylibrary.org. We got through all of these events, Joanne.
There were a lot of events. I especially like the trivia event that's going to be held at a brewing place.
Yes.
Because beer and trivia always go hand in hand.
Indeed they do. That's a little bit better when there's beer. That'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. I'm going to leave you with music by Jim Lauderdale. Again, he's performing at Vanguard Arts tonight. And on behalf of my co-host, Joanne Fox, wishing you a great morning.
For it to make some sense, to settle on your mind, well, unexpectedly, you rearrange my dreams. My world won't be the same, 'cause it changes everything. Yes, it does. It starts. Something that took me by surprise. I'm taking my chances on these circumstances that took me when you smiled. Well, it happened really fast. Before the place could blink, I guess my fate was cast. I didn't have time to think. Well, it changes everything, and all of this is new, and it makes me wanna sing, 'cause it changes everything. Yes, it does. It started as nothing, then turned into something that took me. Yes, it does. It changes everything.